In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So today's topic, the title of the homily, is how we normally end a service. The prayers of the Father's Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. So happy Father's Day to all of you, fathers and godfathers. We celebrate today the commemoration of the First Ecumenical Council, the 318 bishops who met to proclaim what had always been taught from the time of our Lord to through the apostles. Present at this council were St. Spyridon, one of the great wonder workers, St. Nicholas of Myra, one of my favorite saints, the Patriarch Alexander, who brought his young deacon, Deacon Athanasius, who, by the way, became Athanasius the Great. But I would say for us here in this community, he came to get us. This was not a happenstance. This wasn't some place we kind of just showed up and began to study. No, St. Athanasius came to us and spent a lot of time with Father Richard Ballou. But he came. That's really important to know about our history. We were brought into Orthodoxy through St. Athanasius. So let's take a look at St. Paul's letter, his words in the Book of Acts to the elders of Ephesus. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. So he's saying, preserve and protect that which you're given. Pass it on. Pass on this grace. For it is that inheritance that will build us up and give us that sanctification that God so desires for his people. So as we enter this feast day, this remembrance of the Holy Fathers, we're called to pass on this word that we've been given, to cherish it, to protect it, not to change it, not to make it something new or modern, but to take what we've been given, to cherish and protect it, and pass it on. To expand on this idea that passing on this word of grace, I'd like to take a look at four of the gospel texts with an emphasis on our journey to Orthodoxy, the Holy Fathers and tradition, our response and responsibility to this gift we've been given, and all this with the help of God. So, our journey. John 17:3, and this is eternal life, they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. To describe him accurately is so critical. This was the struggle with the early church, is that every time an error came up, you were describing not Jesus, you were describing something else. You were forming an idol. And the fathers and mothers of the church that guided this were saying, we cannot let this heresy stay there or we will be worshiping the wrong God. This was their struggle. It's like saying, I know Father Nicholas. He's tall. He's dark and he's a young scrapper. No, he's old, he's short, and he's wrinkled. That's not me. That's exactly what they were struggling with. Do not describe Christ wrongly. You're not worshiping the Christ. And that's why what we get, we pass on. We don't reinvent it. We take it, what we've been given, and cherish it. It protects that which is true to us. So very important to us. So our beloved leaders did this. They fled the changing landscape in Christianity to find and guide us to orthodoxy. I want to remember them today specifically. Father Richard Ballou, who said, proper theology heals. Proper theology heals because you're worshiping the true God. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The true God. He was the, I think for me, my spiritual father, and a great, made a great effort to teach us all Trinitarian theology. And powerfully, it was so accurate that it kind of befuddled even those that were investigating us when we were becoming orthodoxy. How did you guys learn this? St. Athanasius taught us. St. Athanasius taught us. Father Richard. Father John Braun. Pray like they prayed. He was given the responsibility to teach us how to pray like the Orthodox. I remember the time he set up a little altar, put a candle in it, candle there, lit the candle, and we did the Trisagion prayers together. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. I'll never forget that moment. Been doing it ever since. And he taught us the spirituality of the church. Father Jack Sparks, read what they read and write how they wrote. That's what he did. Father Jack was the developer and the overseer of the St. Anthony's Academy Orthodox Theology, which still exists today, thanks to Father John Finley and many others. Father Jack was an incredible individual. He had this little thing about him. When he greeted you, he'd say, "You're looking better." What? Every day, "You're looking better." He was so good, so good. Father Gordon Walker, understand the Bible in the context of church history. He was a Bible scholar. And Father Peter said, we finally began to understand the verses we didn't underline. Things was all, what's that mean? What's that mean? What's that mean? Orthodoxy addresses all those things. Beautiful. And Father Peter Gilquist, preach it. Take it out. Lead us in the way. And he certainly did that. He was an incredible individual that really had a God-given personality that allowed him to preach the Orthodox gospel to many, many people and bring many, many in. Becoming Orthodox, that book has brought many people in. It's the words of Father Peter. I want to mention one other father that we sometimes pass over, but I don't. Father John Finley, who helped develop the liturgical life of the church and our music. So, Father John, thank you, my brother. I want to thank these men and their wives and families because they did a great work to bring us and many to follow us in. So, thanks be to God for the work of our fathers. So the Holy Fathers and tradition. I have manifested your name to men whom you have given to me, and they have kept your word. John 17:6. How do we keep the word? You know, when we were kind of in our life in the Protestant world, it was opinions about the scripture. And they moved around so much, it was like, who's right? Somebody's right today and they're wrong tomorrow. How's this? It wasn't fitting. And we saw that it was destroying us. That's why we moved into the Orthodoxy where there was holy tradition. Not just the scriptures, but the liturgical life. It surrounds and embraces that truth and actually allows it to be expressed and experienced in a greater way. Father Alexander Schmemann says, I had it right there today. How soon do you need it? That's right. Thank you, Father John. tragedy transforms remembrance into reality. And that's what happened. All these things that we thought of, just thought about, and were ideas, they became real to us. All the words of Scripture became real, tangible, tasteable, touchable. And then the holy councils, these great works of all the councils in the early centuries of the church that preserve the truth, that we can have it and be saved by it. The writings of the Holy Fathers, powerful. We began to read all the Holy Fathers. St. Ignatius the Great, St. John Chrysostom, St. Basil the Great, St. John of Damascus, St. Gregory Palamas. It was just this feast of reality opening the door to deeper and deeper understanding of who God is and how we are to relate to Him. It's very powerful. And then the lives of the saints. For me, that was kind of the kicker. Reading the lives of the saints and saying, these people are like the superstars. Well, in fact, they're on our wall. We have the Hall of Fame here, by the way, the Hall of Fame. Why are they there? Because they lived saintly and godly lives. And so how did they worship? How did they pray? What did they do in their life? I want to do what they did. I want to be like them. And the art and architecture of the church is very beautiful. It's important to understand that how it helps reveal to us that which is true and beautiful about Christ and His kingdom. It's all there. It's all there to feast on. So thanks be to God for the fathers and the ancient traditions that we have been given. So what's our response to this? John 17:8, I have given to them the words which you have given to me, and they have received them. This, beloved, which we have received from them is our inheritance. We need to be living letters of that teaching, of that reality. All of us need to work toward that. You know, we know the lives of the saints. We make efforts to have holy lives, but we can at least do holy things. One a day. Do one a day. Do one thing a day. One holy thing a day. Next week, do two. It's that. In fact, that's how the saints became saints. They just started to do holy things in a small way, and it grew. So do this. So how do we do this? How do we create a life that supports this holiness? We need to first, and you know this, I'll go over this again and again. You need to pray. St. Theophan the Recluse. If you're not successful at prayer, you won't be successful at anything. Wow. So pray. Pray. Get your prayer rule blessed. It's interesting. My prayer has been blessed by Father Richard, and he's departed this life, so I just have to do it. There's no negotiating. I can't call him up and say, you know, it's too long. It's too short. It's just what it is. He told me when he gave it to me, he said, it's going to change your life, and it did. Don't just pray, pray, pray. Be consistent. And fast. Our will needs to be strong. There's so many attacks on us all the time. We need to have a strong will to fast, to use the word no. St. Athanasius has these words for us. Do not yield to the desires of the soul and body when they command you to do something harmful and sinful. Your body and soul command you. Does your soul ever command you? Get angry. Hear that command sometimes? Get angry. Be envious. Be greedy. That's what we're called to resist. Your body commands you. Eat extra. Have two bowls of ice cream. You hear that voice? That's the command of the body. You can eat that whole box of chocolate. That's okay. It's really pretty good, huh? That command Say no to that. It commands, that body can command us to lie down, comfort, just take the whole week off. Just lie down and sip on bonbons and watch and stream a TV program for like hours. That's the body commanding you to do something harmful. So these things, fast, almsgiving, look for opportunities to be kind and generous. Just look. You don't need to go too far. I was reading about this, and St. Nikolai says, St. Nikolai Milivojevic says, know that the poor man stands in the same military regiment as you, shoulder to shoulder. So cover him, feed him, bring him closer to yourself. He stands in the same military regiment as you. Look for opportunities there. Be one that sees Holy Communion as essential. It's the medicine of immortality. That's the words of our patron saint. It's essential. Don't miss. Confession, relief, forgiveness, and strengthening ourselves to live to do better. And to come to church, I'm preaching to the choir. You're all here, right? Just step into heaven. Allow just this place to lift your soul away from the cares of life. Very beautiful. So finally, how does God help us in this? John 17:9. I pray for them, the Lord says. That's so encouraging. Jesus prays for you. I know that great prayer of St. Philaret, teach me to pray. Pray you yourself in me. Lord, please, pray in me. God is with us, beloved. God is in us. Reading the words from St. Nikolai and his commentary on Proverbs 4:23, which says, with close custody, guard thy heart, for in it are the sources of life. Here's his comments on this proverb verse. In the heart is the will, protected. In the heart is love, protected. In the heart is understanding, protected. So many things get in the way. Anxieties, fears, worldly cares, family struggles, friends, worldly troubles, troubles in the church, my spiritual life, all this stuff. It gets in the way. It clogs the heart up. But there's a reality you need to understand that exists in your heart. St. Nikolai goes on to say, in the heart is the face of the all-holy Trinity. This is beautiful. The heart is the home of the Father. The heart is the altar of the Son. The heart is the workshop of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Keep that heart clean. Get away from that other stuff. The heart is the home of the Father, the altar of the Son, and the workshop of the Holy Spirit. That's the reality that we've been given in baptism. That's what we get. That's what lives in you. Try to get away from that other stuff and just quietly in prayer, in silence, allow that reality to become something that's tangible, tasteable, and touchable for you. So, beloved, today we honor our fathers with the deepest sense of gratitude. Our founding fathers, their families, their wives and their families, our holy fathers and mothers of our faith, faithful to the word given to them, may we carry it on as they did. Help us to respond well by always striving to live holy lives. Lord, and finally, be with us, that in our hearts we could see the face of the Holy Trinity, and that our heart be the home of the Father, the altar of the Son, and the workshop of the Holy Spirit. Through the prayers of our Holy Father, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, mercy on us and save us. Amen.